And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. It is the inaugural games of the basketball season for KNEM, and just as I get it, the lights go out. So we're going to have to wait for the lineups because it is dark where I'm sitting. The only light on at the gym is a spotlight right above the Indian in the center circle. Scotland County girls have been introduced. You can about guess who they would be. Ayla Humphrey, Hannah Feeney, Elena Whitaker, Abby Curry, and Emily Dial. That's your starters for Scotland County. That's the ones that ended their season last year at fourth place, finished in the Final Four at Springfield. Abby Curry had a knee injury, but she dressed out the final game. And Coach Schultz, in about the last minute or so, called timeout, put her in the game. She just barely stepped on the floor. They went ahead, ran one play, called another timeout, and she came out. So he's thinking, okay, you never know, and I'm going to get her on the floor. So her knee is healed, and she's back with the Lady Tigers. Again, the Clark County ladies are being introduced. It's going to be a good crowd on hand for this game before Thanksgiving. This is kind of a tradition that Scotland County, Clark County kick things off on the basketball season. As soon as they turn the lights back on, I'll give you the lineup as all the Clark County girls have been introduced. And they're all around the center circle. There, the lights are on. So, again, for Scotland County, it'll be Ayla Humphrey, a senior, Abby Curry, a senior, Hannah Feeney, a senior, Emily Dial, a senior, and Elena Whitaker, a senior. For Clark County, Hope Ross, a junior, Allie Fox, a junior, Delana Hess, a senior, Alexis Ellison, a senior, and Allie Hayden, a senior. So it'll be Hope Ross, Allie Fox, Delana Hess, Alexis Ellison, and Allie Hayden. And the Lady Indians are being coached by their first-year head coach, Danessa Binsbacher. And, of course, the Scotland County ladies coached by Corey Schultz and assisted by Abby Feeney and Carrie Feeney. So we're set to play basketball as Elena Whitaker will jump center for Scotland County. Alexis Ellison for Clark County, quite a mismatch, and tip is controlled by Scotland County. Humphrey in the backcourt gives it to Feeney, and we're underway. As Clark County comes out in the 2-3 extended zone or matchup zone, they give it on the left wing to Dial. Give it to the right wing to Feeney. Now Curry at the top of the key to Feeney on the right wing to Humphrey on a give and go. Found the way, picked up by Whitaker, kicks it back out on the wing to Curry. Curry takes it down to the left corner, gets it back to Feeney on the left wing, dribbles right inside the arc. Now Curry for three on the way, no good. As Dial with the rebound, puts it up and got it. Emily Dial has her first 2 points for the year, and here comes Clark County. It goes down in the corner as Alexis Ellison brought the ball down the floor. She gave it in the corner to Allie Fox, tied up, alternating possession back to Clark County. So Ellison gives it to Hess in the right corner. Back to Fox. Now Fox to Ross. Ross takes it down the right lane, puts up the shot, partially blocked by Whitaker, and Whitaker comes away with it. They give it to Feeney and Hannah across the timeline. Dial on the left wing, and the left corner goes to Curry. Back to Dial on the left block. Off glass, got another one. So 4 points for Emily Dial. It's 4-0. Scotland County with the lead as Clark County with the basketball. Ellison across the timeline, spin move inside the arc, down the lane, puts the shot off glass, wouldn't go down, and Ayla Humphrey off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline, as all the Lady Tigers wearing pink shoes to go with their blue uniforms. They give it to Feeney. She takes it to the left block, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. And I think the foul's going to be on Allie Hayden. Yes, it will. So Allie Hayden picks up her first foul. Hannah Feeney has her first 2 points of the year. She's at the line to try to complete the three-point play. So Feeney with two, looking for three, eyes it, fires it, pinballs in and out, no good. And Allie Hayden off the rebound. Full court pressure by Scotland County. Now they back off, gives it to Ellison. Ellison stops, pops from the dotted line, off the heel, and no good. Emily Dial off the rebound, picks up the ball. gives it to Feeney. Feeney is guarded by Hess. Now Hess backs off, but Feeney will bring it down the court. Gives it to Dial, three-pointer off the right wing. Left is short, no good. And fight for the loose ball down in the corner. They call a jump ball, alternating possession, stays in Scotland County. Hard to see in the corners. The student section stands up until Clark County will score. As Abby Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket, try to get it to Whitaker, and it's stolen away by Allie Fox. Fox will bring us off the timeline, and now we have a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Abby Courage as she ran through a pick set by Delana Hess, as Hess paid the price. So first foul on Curry. Hess will inbound. Gets it down to Fox. Fox in a double team had the ball punched away by Emily Dial, picked up by Feeney. Feeney behind the back dribble will bring it across the timeline, chased by Hess. Gives it to Curry on the left wing and left corner to Humphrey. Humphrey dribbles out to the left wing. Bounce past the Dial between the two circles. On the right wing, it goes to Feeney. Feeney to the free throw line. To Humphrey left wing. Now Dial top of the key to Curry on the right wing. Curry gives the ball back to Humphrey between the two circles. Humphrey to Feeney on the left wing. Now Dial another three on the way. Skips across the rim. No good. Whitaker with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Elena Whitaker with 2 points. And Clark County wants a timeout. 5:10 left to play in the first quarter. It's Scotland County 8, Clark County nothing. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
In today's economy, running a successful farm operation can be challenging. It takes careful planning, hard work, and more than a little ingenuity. And it's important to have a bank you can count on. Community Bank of Memphis has financed agriculture since the day we first opened our doors. When you need money for operating expenses, livestock, machinery, or real estate, come see us. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. As the student section sat down, now they stand back up, waiting for Clark County to score their first basket, as Scotland County will throw on a full court press. As Hess will inbound, gets it to Ellison, back to Hess. As Delana brings it across the timeline, had the ball skipped away, picked up by Feeney, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Delana Hess. So Delana Hess picks up her first foul, second team foul against Clark County, and Hannah Feeney will inbound on the near sideline. Guarded by Ellison, gets the ball to Humphrey on the right wing beyond the arc. Now a 15-footer by Dial. Off the heel, they're in, no good. Rebound comes off to Ellison. Ellison backs off between the two circles, sets up the offense. He'll go the ball to Fox on the right wing. Free throw line extended. Fox gives it out to Hess. Now inside to Hope Ross. Hope takes down the left lane, puts up a shot, no good. And Scotland County off the rebound. Hannah Feeney across the timeline to Dial. Dial gives it to Humphrey in the left corner. Well, now Humphrey with the basketball as Paige Bishop in for Scotland County. Out pops Whitaker, and Whitaker double dribble the basketball. As Abby Doster will check in, Elena Whitaker will set down. And coming in for Clark County is Blair Webster. So now Doster checks in. As Ellison will inbound on the near sideline. Pressure by Scotland County. They give it to Allie Hayden, right back to Ellison. Ellison gives it to Webster on the left wing. Webster, a couple of dribbles, kicks it out to Ross, top of the key. Ross, the free throw line. Webster at the top of the key. Webster on the right side of the circle, puts up a shot from 15. No good. Hess comes off the rebound. Fans out into the right corner. And she turns, tried to drive along the baseline, double dribble. They turn over Clark County. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Now a little pressure by the Lady Indian. They give it to Bishop. Bishop right back to Feeney. Feeney gives the ball to Dial. Dial takes it along the baseline, scoops up a 10-footer. No good, but gets her own rebound. And Feeney has it on the left side of the circle. In the left corner goes to Dial. Dial dribbles out to the left wing. Feeney along the baseline. Little 10-foot jumper. Airballed it. And Ellison comes away with it. Ellison in a hurry has Dial to beat, puts up the shot, no good. And Feeney comes off the rebound. Feeney had Bishop in front of her, didn't see her. It's Feeney to the left wing. Now Bishop on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Ayla Humphrey. Three ball on the way. No good. And Bishop had the ball, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Yeah, I think he's going to say Paige Bishop is the last one that touched it. Yeah, it's coming into the ball game. Is Riona Church. And I'll get that pronunciation right before the year's over, I promise. As Clark County had the ball, Hess had it on the right wing, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Abby Feeney. So now Dial will check out of the ball game, and in comes Bryn Aylward. So it'll be Hess to inbound on the far sideline, gets the ball inside. The Alexis Ellison puts up the shot. No, it wasn't Ellison. It was Allie Hayden. Put up a shot, missed him, but she was fouled. And she'll go to the line to try to shoot two shots. As the foul was on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up her first fouls. Hayden eyes it, fires it. No good off the heel of the rim. 3 minutes exactly left to play in the first quarter, 8-0, Scotland County with the lead. As Allie Hayden, second shot is on the way. Kissed it off, glass, got it. Makes it 8-1. Now the student section could sit down, but they're evidently not going to. As Feeney gives the ball to Humphrey in the left corner. Humphrey stops, pops, and can. No good. Foster the rebounder, put back, no good. And Hess off of the rebound. Hess had the ball slapped out of her hands by Bishop and out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds in front of the Lady Indian bench. 2:42 left to play in the first quarter. 8-1, Scotland County with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Alexis Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison gives it to Webster on the left wing. Free throw line extended. Out pops Church between the two circles. Gives it to Ellison on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And a rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Detriona is what I'm going to say right now. Church. And now Scotland County turns it over. Had the ball slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Scotland County. So Ellison will inbound to Hess. Back to Ellison. Ellison. As Scotland County and man-to-man, like always, as Webster on the left wing, trying to give and go back to Ellison. And Ellison wasn't looking for it. Hit her in the back. She was out of bounds. As Abby Curry will check back in. Ayla Humphrey will check out. Now, Clark County will go full court man-to-man. As Curry will inbound to Feeney. Feeney guarded by Ellison. Feeney waves everybody away. She'll bring it across the timeline, takes it right at Ellison on the left side of the circle, inside to Doster, puts it out and got it. So Abby Doster has 2 points, and it's 10-1. Scotland County to the lead. Ellison across the timeline to Hess on the left wing beyond the arc, guarded by Feeney. Hess gives the ball to Webster at the top of the key. Now Webster on the right wing, back to Hess, top of the key. Ellison down in a sea of blue. And put up a shot. It was blocked. Loose ball picked up by Doster. Gives it back to Feeney. Behind the back dribble. Between the legs dribble. Guarded by Ellison. Now Feeney gives the ball to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop gives the ball on a give and go to Feeney. Off glass. Got it. Or Curry, rather. Abby Curry. Makes it 12-1. Scotland County with the lead. 1:06 left to play in the first quarter. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. As Ellison to Webster on the right wing. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass to Church in the right corner. Church gives the ball back to Ellison on the top of the key. As Ellison still with the dribble. Gives the ball top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Allie Hayden. So 4 points for Allie Hayden. 12-4. Scotland with the lead in the basketball. Aylward. Tried to get the ball into Doster, and Doster walked with it. The turnover, Scholin County. Zayla Humphrey will check in for Scholin County. Hope Roth will check in for Clark County. Anna Feeney will set down. And I didn't see who came out for Clark County. Let's see. Who? Okay, Webster checked out. So there's Ellison. It's been moved to the right wing. Kicks it off to Allie Hayden. Another three on the way. This one no good. Church off the rebound to Ellison. Ellison takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. As Foster had the rebound. Knocked off her and out of bounds. And last touch by Scholin County. So Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. Gives the ball to Ellison. Step back three on the way. Skips across the rim out of the right corner. Curry off the rebound. Gives it to Humphrey. As Humphrey will bring it across the timeline. She had the ball poked away and out of bounds by Ellison with 3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. So here comes Whitaker, Dial, and Feeney all checking back into the ball game. Checking out is Aylward and Bishop. And there has to be another one. There's too many blue jerseys on the floor. So Doster's going to check out. So Humphrey will check in. Now Dial for the corner. Put up and rejected by Hope Ross. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score, Scholin County 12, Clark County 4. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports. It's all about
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, 12-4. Scholin County with the lead as we start the second quarter of the girls' game. Student section all comes to their feet as Clark County with the basketball. As Hess will inbound to Ellison. As Ellison gives it to Ross on the right wing. Inside it goes to Hayden. Put up a shot rejected by Curry. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Underneath it on basket as Hess will trigger. As Hess looks for somebody, finds Hayden on the left side of the circle. Now Fox puts up a shot from 15. I think somebody got a piece of it. It airballed it. And out with it comes Hannah Feeney. So Feeney has it between the two circles. Humphrey on the left wing. Back to Feeney. They swing it to the right wing to Curry. Curry gives it the Dial in the right corner. Curry on the right wing. Looks inside. Can't find Whitaker. To Feeney to Humphrey. Now the left corner to Dial. Back to Humphrey. Back to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Curry on the right wing. Dial off the baseline. Throws up a 10-footer, and it went 14. So there's Ellison. Gets it down the floor to Hope Ross. Hope walks, and I thought she was going to get by with it, and she got caught. So tried to make a giant step around Abby Curry and took one too many. So here comes Scholin County up 12-4. As Hannah Feeney gives it to Humphrey. Now Dial, didn't go back to Humphrey, inside to Whitaker. Whitaker was looking for the shot and maybe the rebound, and it went off her hands and picked up by Delana Hess to Ellison. Ellison around the top of the key, now takes down the right lane. Big old hook shot off the back glass and no good. And Feeney off the rebound. She double teamed, dribbles out of a double team. Now we have a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up her second personal foul. As into the ball game will come Abby Plinge. So Plinge checks in, and Hess will set down. as Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the left wing, and now the left wing to Dial. Out to Curry, back to Dial. Now Gillen go back to Curry, inside to Whitaker, kicks it back out to Feeney, to Humphrey, to Feeney. Now Curry to Dial on the left wing. It's a zone defense by Clark County. Dial on the left wing. Out pops Feeney between the two circles. Gives it to Curry on the right wing. In the right corner, Humphrey tried to give him, go back to Curry off her knee, and picked up by Clark County. Hope Ross gets the ball down to Plans. Plans on the left block. Kicks it back out to Ross. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound Clark County. That was Fox. Put it up. It was blocked by Feeney. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As Plans will inbound underneath her own basket. As Plans slaps the ball, looks for somebody, still looks, gives it to Allie Fox. Now back to Plange. Plange, left hand, 15-footer off the out of the right corner. No good. Rebound to Whitaker. To Feeney. Now Dial in the left corner. Dial gives it back to Feeney. To Humphrey between the two circles. Now Curry on the right lane. Gives it inside to Whitaker. Right to Elena's hands and out of bounds. So turnover Scotland County. As in the ball game, Emma Ross for Clark County. And out will go Alexis Ellison for a breather. Also, Hayden checks out for a breather. So Hess will bring it across the timeline. Well, that's Alexis Ellison. So Hess is the one that went out. Fox at top of the key. Ellison on the right wing, looks inside. Nobody there. Tried to get it to Plan. Stolen away by Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. On the right side of the circle, Whitaker on the left lane. Now Curry for three on the way off the heel of the rim. No good. And Roskins off the rebound. Now stolen back by Humphrey. So Feeney goes inside, gives it to Curry. Curry off the glass. No good. Feeney had the rebound. Knocked out of her hands and goes out of bounds off of Hannah Feeney. So Abby Doster will check in. Elena Whitaker will check out. So full court pressure by Scotland County. 12-4, Scotland with the lead. Now the inbound pass is slapped. Goes out of bounds, and last touch by Clark County. So Hannah Feeney will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Curry between the two circles. Now Feeney on the right wing to Dial on the right wing. Dial a couple of dribbles, kicks it back out to Ayla Humphrey, top of the key to Feeney. Saves it inbounds off the left wing. Gives it to Doster, 10-footer on the way off the baseline. Rebound call off to Ellison. A 2-on-1 fast break. He gives it to Fox. Fox in trouble. And now we call a jump ball. All the notifications comes back to Scotland County. As Ayla Humphrey will check in, Blair Webster will check in for Clark County. Abby Curry will set down. Ayla Humphrey will inbound. 2-3 zone by Clark County. As Feeney across the timeline to Humphrey. Now Dial on the left wing, right back to Humphrey with a dotted line, trying to put a shot blocked by Plans. And out with it comes Ellison. And a foul, and the foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her first foul. The Clark County basketball, pressured by Scotland County. As Hess will try to inbound. Has stolen away by Dial and stolen right back by Hess. Put up a shot, missed it, and Doster comes off the rebound to Paige Bishop. Now they get it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney on the left wing to Humphrey on the left wing and left corner to Dial. Dial dribbles out to the left wing beyond the arc, gives it to Bishop. Now Bishop tried to get it to Doster and batted away by Hope Ross, stolen away by Emma Ross. They get it to Delana Hess. She brings it down the right side. Picks up the dribble to Plans in the right corner. Right back to Hess on the right wing. Ellison has it between the two circles. But Ellison gives it to Emma Ross. She lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Abby Doster. Here comes Scotland County up 12-4. 3:25 left to play in the second quarter. Left wing, Humphrey. Feeney on the left side of the circle. The Dial. Drive along the baseline. Puts up the shot. And blocked by Hope Ross. And a whistle on a foul, and a foul is going to be on Emily Dial. So Emily Dial picks up her first foul. And it'll be Clark County basketball. We've been stuck on 12-4 for a long time. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. Ellison will inbound to Hope Ross. As Ross will bring across the timeline immediately in a double team. They knock the ball away and almost taken back by Hess. Hess fell down, goes out of bounds, and be off Delana Hess for Scotland County with the basketball. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline at the three-minute mark of the second quarter. So Hannah Feeney looks for somebody, dribbles to the left wing. Now pass from the left corner to Paige Bishop for three, full time. Paige Bishop cans a three out of the left corner to make it 15-4. Ellison across the timeline, tried to get it to Roth, and Emily Dow got a hand on it, and then it touched Hope Ross, goes out of bounds, so it'll be Scotland County basketball. Back in the ball game comes Bryn Aylward. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:41 left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County 15, Clark County 4. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com. Give thanks with these Thanksgiving specials at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. Socks, buy the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get one at half price. Suits and sport coats, belts, ties, and wallets, unlined and lined gloves and stocking caps. They're all 20% off. And denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key, Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt. They're 10% off during the month of November at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
2:41 left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County 15, Clark County 4, Scotland County with the basketball. As Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to Bishop on the right wing. Gives it back to Feeney down the right lane, and Feeney walks with it. So turnover Scotland County, and this is kind of a sloppy game, but you might expect that first game of the season. Full court pressure by Scotland County. As Hess tried to get it to Ellison, knocked out of bounds by Paige Bishop. So Hess again will inbound. Pressure again by Scotland County. As she hands the ball this time to Ellison. Ellison down the far sideline in a hurry. Now bounce pass underneath. Emma Ross puts it up. Missed it. Round and round it went and wouldn't go down. And Doster over the rebound. To Feeney. Now Humphrey on the left wing. To Feeney. Feeney inside the arc of the left wing. Doster off the baseline from 10. No good. As Ellison with the rebound. Ellison guarded by Humphrey. Ellison walked with it. Maybe she was helped a little bit. Foul on the play, and the foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up her second personal foul. 2:05 left to play in the first quarter, or second quarter, rather, as Elena Whitaker gets set to check back in. So Alexis Ellison looking for her first points of 21-22. First shot up. Spinning ball in and out, no good. Now Whitaker will check in. Abby Doster will set down. So Alexis Ellison set for her second free throw. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. But the rebound, Hope Ross, and she had it taken away by Aylward. Ball goes out of bounds, and last touch by Hope Roth. It's 2:01 left to play in the first half. Scotland County up 15-4 with the basketball. That's Hannah Feeney across the timeline. To Humphrey between the two circles. Bounce pass to Bishop between the two circles. Bounce pass to Feeney on the right wing. Inside goes to Whitaker. Whitaker gives it back to Feeney. Feeney up with the left hand. Got it. Took it from the left block. Put it up with the left hand. 4 points for Hannah Feeney. 17-4 as Ellison, top of the key. Hope Ross on the right wing. Ross on the right lane. Back to Plains on the key. Now Ellison for three. Full time. Alexis Ellison has 3 points. 17-7, Scotland County with the lead. Anna Feeney with the basketball. Gives it to Aylward on the left wing. One dribble. Gives it back to Bishop, top of the key, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Alexis Ellison. That's her first. The first foul on Ellison, 15 foul against Clark County. So Bryn Aylward on the far sideline, inbounds to Paige Bishop, bounce past to Feeney on the left wing. Now Aylward on the left wing. Gives it back to Humphrey, back to Aylward. She'll try a three on the way. Bullseye! Bryn Aylward nails a three, and is 20-7. Scotland County the lead. Here comes Ellison with 50 seconds in counting. Hess on the right wing, inside Emma Ross. Look at the shot. And it looks like it was blocked by Whitaker. They're going to call the foul on Elena Whitaker. And that's the first foul on Whitaker. So Emma Ross will go to the line. She's looking for her first points of the ball game. She'll shoot a pair. First shot for Emma. On the way, no good. Left it a little bit short off the front of the rim. 45 seconds left to play in the first half. As if he shows up, we're going to have a chat with Jarrett Hunziker at halftime. Next shot up, no good off the side. The rim goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Hannah Feeney. As Hannah will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Alexis Ellison. Behind the back dribble, but twice. Takes it to the left wing. In the left corner to Ayla Humphrey. Gives it to Bishop, top of the key. Bishop will take it down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. And I think the foul is going to be on Emma Ross, and it will be. So Emma Ross picks up her first foul, and Paige Bishop will go to the line. She'll shoot two. Getting set to check in, Hannah Andrews. So Paige Bishop, first shot up, got it. 4 points for Paige Bishop. As Hannah Andrews will check in, and Ayla Humphrey will check out. So Paige Bishop with four, looking for five. Shot on the way, got them both. 5 points for Paige Bishop. 22-7. Scotland with the lead. Here comes Alexis Ellison inside Emma Ross. Shot from 10, airballed it, and Hannah Andrews off the rebound to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. They'll play for one shot, I'm sure, down to 11, 10, 9. As Feeney between the two circles, guarded by Ellison. Feeney across the free throw line, tried to take it to the hoop and walk with it. So turnover, Scotland County. 3 seconds left to play in the first half against Ellison. She's going to fire one and hit the backboards in three-quarters court. No good, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 22. And Clark County 7, back in a moment. This is KM in the Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
It's time to be thankful for all the many blessings, and C&R Markets is especially thankful for you, our valued customers, and our wonderful staff. And let us help you with your holiday feasts with these great specials. Free Best Choice turkeys with C&R reward card points. See the store for details. Hormel Cure 81 spiral size hams, only $2.19 a pound. Best Choice steamable vegetables are only 48 cents. 10-pound russet potatoes, only $2.48. And we'll be closed on Thanksgiving Day, so our team may spend Thanksgiving with their family. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and be thankful.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's right now it's all Scotland County as the Lady Tigers lead the Lady Indians 22-7. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for Scotland County, Bates Bishop with 5 points, Abby Curry with 2, Hannah Feeney with 4, Lynn Elward with 3, Emily Dial with 4, Abby Doster with 2, and Elena Whitaker with 2. For Clark County, Alexis Ellison has 3 points and Allie Hayden with 4. Scotland County led 12-4 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Clark 10-3 in the second quarter, and the Lady Tigers lead here at halftime 22-7, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat, for complete local coverage and pictures, too. Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indians Sports.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jay's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jay's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jay's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger, Clark County Lady Indian Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis, we're at halftime of the girls' game, and Scotland County leading Clark County 22-7. And coming up after the Thanksgiving holiday, we're going to go right in our first tournament of the year. It's the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic basketball tournament, where all the old Tri-Rivers Conference teams get back together for a 18 basketball tournament. And I've got the bracket right in front of me, and what we're going to be doing is they're going to be playing in the high school gym and the middle school gym, so we're going to be carrying ball games from both gyms, both live and streaming. In fact, well, I thought my guest showed up, but not. So we're going to stream probably for the first 4 nights. We're going to stream the boys' games and have the girls' games live. That's the plan right now, and it starts Monday, and it goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're off Friday, and there'll be 8 games on Saturday, 4 in the high school gym and 4 in the middle school gym. As they're going to play, they play a 7th place game, so you're guaranteed 3 games for that week. But 2 games a night, 2 games in the high school, and 2 games will be in the middle school. So what's going to happen on Monday night? We're going to start out our live games at 6 o'clock in the high school gym. The number 2 seed, Schuyler County Lady Tigers, will take on the number 7 seed, Brookville Lady Bulldogs. Following that, it'll be Milan, the number 3 seed, taking on the number 6 seed, Putnam County Lady Midgets. That'll be our 2 live games on Monday night. Now, the 2 streaming games will be a couple of boys' games. It's Putnam County and Milan at 6 o'clock in the middle school gym, and following that at 7:30, Scotland County and Clark County boys in the middle school gym. Those 2 will be streamed on Monday night. Then on Tuesday night, back to the girls. Number 1 seed, Scotland County ladies, will take on number 8, Knox County, at 6 o'clock from the high school gym. Following that, it'll be North Shelby, the number 4 seed, playing the number 5, Clark County, at 7:30. You'll hear both those games live on KNEM. Then, from the boys' side, at 6 o'clock from the middle school gym, North Shelby will play Brookfield. Following that at 7:30, Knox County, the number 1 seed, the number Knox County Eagles, will take on number 8, Schuyler County. Now, here's one little caveat. We won't know anything till Friday. The Knox County football team playing in the state semifinals. That's one of the state semifinals at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. If not, North Shelby wins that ball game, they'll play the next Saturday for the state championship, and they're going to have to drop out of that tournament because they don't have enough boys to play basketball. They have 26 kids out for football, and as of today, they only had 3 boys that didn't play football that's on the basketball team. So if they win Friday, that means North Shelby will be out of the tournament. And again, they play Brookfield, supposed to play Brookfield at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. And we won't have that game. All we'll have is Knox County and Schuyler County at 7:30. So I guess it doesn't make that much difference if North Shelby is in it or not for that one particular ball game. But that's where we are through Tuesday night from the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament at Queen City. That tournament started out, everybody liked it because they played Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday because they played all the first-round girls and boys in the middle school and the high school. Well, somewhere that got messed around. Now they only play 2 games in each gym, of course, 6 and 7:30, so that means you're still not going to get home real late, just like a regular season basketball game with boys and girls. So maybe that's why they've changed that. But it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And you'll hear as many as we can get on KMEM. As both teams back on the floor, and we are set to play basketball in the second half of this girls' game, and it will be Clark County basketball. 22-7, Scotland County with the lead as Scotland County comes out man-to-man. Delana Hess will inbound. She looks for somebody, gets it to Allie Fox on the right wing. Fox almost lost the ball, picks it back up on the right wing, finds Ellison. Alexis Ellison, and now look at Ellison, looks at the basketball. I think they had the wrong one. Ellison got a hold of it, handed it to Vishlai. Read her lips, said, it's the boys' basketball. So we'll try it all again. Hess again. Inbounds to Fox again. Same play. On this time, Fox to the free throw line, gives it a loss. 3-pointer over Whitaker on the way. No good. And Allie Fox comes off the rebound. Kicks it back out on the right wing. Now Ellison has it between the 2 circles. Out pops Hayden at the free throw line. Hayden gives it back to Ellison for 3. On the way, bullseye! Alexis Ellison has 6 points. Makes it 22-10. Racer by Clark County. Feeney across the timeline to Dial. Gives it to Humphrey, to Curry. Curry takes it right at Hayden. And Allie Hayden, I think, just picked up her second personal foul. And she did. So two fouls on Allie Hayden. And Abby Curry will go to the line, and she'll shoot a pair. So Curry on the night with 2 points, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Abby Curry. Three, looking for four. Makes it 23-10. Next shot on the way, got them both. So Abby Curry with 4 points. 24-10, pressure by Scotland County. Inbound pass comes to Allie Fox. Fox across the timeline to the dotted line. Puts up the shot blocked by Whitaker. Fox gets it back. Now Hayden puts it up. No good. Whitaker comes off with the rebound. To Feeney. Hannah Feeney across the timeline to Dial on the left wing. To Feeney between the two circles. Now Dial wide open. Didn't take the three. Picked up by Allie Fox. Now Feeney will try a three. Airballed it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As Delana Hess will inbound, pressured by Scotland County. Hess looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Hope Ross. Ross is bringing it across the timeline. Had the ball slapped out of bounds from behind by Emily Dial. It'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds on the near sideline. And I can't see who. I think it's Allie Fox will inbound. Get to Ellison. Now between two circles, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. To the free throw line goes to Hope Ross. Give and go to Ellison, guarded by Whitaker down on the right block. Gets it back out to Ross. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Emily Dial. So Emily Dial just picked up her second personal foul. First team foul against Scotland County. Hess gives it to Ellison. Goes up a three from the right wing, and she's knocked down by Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey has three personal fouls, and Alexis Ellison will go to the line to shoot three free throws. So Ellison has 6 points, looking for seven. So Alexis eyes it, fires it, and got it. 7 points for Alexis Ellison. Seven, looking for eight. Shots on the way. Got it. 8 points for Alexis Ellison. Eight, looking for nine. So Ellison eyes it, fires it, and didn't get it, but Hope Ross comes off the rebound. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Abby Curry. So Abby Curry picks up the foul. That's her first. That's the 13th foul against Scotland County. Elena Hess underneath her own basket. Gets the ball into Allie Fox. Fox takes it up against Whitaker. Puts up the shot by Whitaker. And it's all a foul on Elena Whitaker. That's her second. So now Allie Fox will be at the line to shoot two. Looking for her first points of the game. First shot up, got it. First point for Allie Fox, makes it 24-13. Fox with one, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 2 points for Allie Fox. It's a 10-point Scotland County lead with basketball. Placed by Clark County. Now they give it to Whitaker underneath the basket. What a fast break that was. Ball never touches the ground. As Scotland County beat the Clark County press. Here comes Ellison out to Hope Ross on the right side of the circle. As Ross had the ball stolen away by Ayla Humphrey, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hope Ross as she knocks Humphrey down. That's the first one on Hope Ross. Second team foul against Clark County. 26-14, Scotland in the lead. Pressure by Clark County. Feeney across. Timeline to Humphrey. Now Dial, 15-footer off the baseline. No good. But Feeney comes off the rebound. Fans out to the right wing. Finds Humphrey between the two circles. To the left wing goes to Dial. Dial takes it into the paint. Tried to get it to Curry. And stolen away by Clark County. Here comes Ellison across the timeline. Fans out to the right wing. Gives it to Hayden. Now Hayden gives it to Fox. Out pops Ellison in the center circle. Ellison guarded by Humphrey. The Fox on the right wing beyond the arc. Out pops Hayden. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And a rebound comes off to Humphrey. To Feeney. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Humphrey on the right wing. The right corner to Curry. Back to Feeney. Now Dial off the left baseline. Got it. Finally, Dial with six. Now inbounds pass all the way by Feeney. She missed the putback. Gives it to Humphrey. Ten-footer, no good. Feeney got it, put it up, no good. That's a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Alexis Ellison. And that's two fouls on Ellison. So Hannah Feeney will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. 4:57 left to play in the third quarter. 28-14. Scotland with the lead. Feeney's first free throw up, no good. As Emma Ross, who will check back in for Clark County. Let's see who comes out. It's going to be Allie Hayden. So Hayden's going to set down for a breather. As Hannah Feeney was six, looking for seven. Shot up, missed it. And Allie Fox off the rebound, almost lost the ball. Ahead it goes to Ellison. Ellison takes it right around Whitaker. Missed it, got it back, put it back up, missed it. But due to the foul. I think it's going to be on Humphrey, and if so, that's her fourth. Yes, it is. So Ayla Humphrey just picked up her fourth personal foul. So she'll sit down. Paige Bishop will check in. As Ellison will shoot two. First one's up. Got it. 9 points, Alexis Ellison. 28-15, 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County with the lead. As Ellison with nine, looking for 10. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 10 points for Alexis Ellison. Race your game by Clark County. As Dial gets the ball back to Curry. Back to Dial. No look pass, and Curry just stood out of bounds. So Hess will inbound the far sideline to Ellison. Ellison guarded by Paige Bishop. As Ellison across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Hess gets it inside to Ross, but of a shot. He checked it by Whitaker. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody to move. Gives it to Ellison out on the left wing. Ellison stops, pops out of the corner. Bingo! A two-pointer. Alexis Ellison, that's 12 for Ellison. Bishop gets it ahead to Curry on the right wing. As Curry takes it to the hoop and walks with it. She goes off the right wing, and she tried to draw the foul and shuffled the feet first. Placed again by Scotland County. Hess inbounds to Fox. Fox lost it, now controls it. Takes it down into the paint, turns, puts it off glass, no good. And Feeney comes off with the rebound. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Bishop. Bishop takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good. And Ellison off with the rebound. Ellison dribbles it out of bounds. Couldn't quite get control of it. As now Abby Doster will check in, and Abby Curry will check out. So Abby Doster in front of Clark's bench will inbound. Gets the ball to Feeney. As Feeney gets the ball across the timeline to Emily Dial, dribbles to the left wing, to Feeney on the left wing. Feeney gives it to Doster. Doster turns, but the fish missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Allie Hayden. Two Scotland girls had it racketed. And a piece of right there. And they give it back to Scotland as Feeney. Still inbound. Looks for somebody. And then throws it out of bounds off of Emma Ross. So Feeney again will try to inbound. Slaps the ball. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Whitaker. The dotted lines it up. A shot. No good. And a jump ball on the rebound as Emma Ross had it. Tied up by Hannah Feeney. Alternating possession back to the Scotland County. So Hannah Feeney again will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets the ball to Bishop. in the corner. Now Albini in the right corner. Kicks it off to Dial on the left baseline. Another 10-footer. Got it. That's 6 points for Emily Dial. And now we have a Clark County turnover. The pressure, and I think Allie Fox maybe took too many steps. So Emily Dial on the near sideline. Lindau to Feeney, back to Dial on the left wing. Dial back to Feeney. Feeney back to Dial beyond the arc in the left corner. Feeney on the left wing. Doster inside to Whitaker. Off glass. Got it. Give the assist to Doster. Now, long pass down to Hess on the right wing. Inside, try to find Ross. Stolen away by Feeney. Feeney bounce pass ahead. It goes to Bishop. Bishop over to Dial. Another 10-footer. This one off the right baseline. Got it. 8 points for Emily Dial. 34-18. Collin County is the lead. 2:40 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Ellison pulls up top of the key to Fox on the left wing. On the left baseline, it goes to Hess. Pass is stolen away by Feeney. Feeney will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Got it on rebound. Now gives it to Dial. Little 10-footer, missed it. And the rebound is punched out of bounds. It'll be Collin County basketball. Hope Ross will check in. Emma Ross will check out. So Hannah Feeney underneath her own basket to inbound. Slaps the ball. Gets the ball out to Paige Bishop on the left wing. Bishop tried to find Whitaker, and Whitaker wasn't looking. Stolen away by Ellison. Ellison takes it to the hoop, lays it out and got it. 14 points to Alexis Ellison. 34-20. As Paige Bishop bounced fast to Feeney at the top of the key. Now Dial for three. No good. Bishop saved the ball in bounds, but nobody's there. But again, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. So Abby Curry checks in. Elena Whitaker will check out. 1:58 left to play in the third quarter. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Fox has it on the left wing. Fox gives it to Hayden at the top of the key. Now Ellison for three on the way. Missed it. And she's fouled. And we'll shoot three more as Paige Bishop fouled her. So Bishop has her first foul. 16 foul against Collin County. So Alexis Ellison with 14 points will shoot three more. First one up, missed it. Still 14 points for Alexis Ellison. 14-point Collin County lead is Alexis Ellison. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 15 points, Alexis Ellison. 34-21. Collin County with the lead. As Ellison, their third free throw. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 16 points, Alexis Ellison. As Clark County, three-quarter court press. Hannah Feeney across the timeline to Doster on the left wing. Doster gets it over to Bishop on the right wing. The right corner to Dial. Dial on the right wing to Feeney. Feeney kicks it out to Curry on the left corner. To Feeney skips it to the right wing to Dial. Dial gives it back to Bishop. To Feeney, left corner to Curry. Curry back to Feeney. Feeney to Dial. Out to Bishop. Now to Feeney. Curry. Drives the baseline, kicks it off to Doster, puts up the shot, missed it. Partially blocked by Hope Ross. Ross, in a double team, dribbles out of it. Gets the ball to Hayden. Hayden to Ellison. Ellison takes it to the top of the key. Takes it down in the paint. Maybe walks it, throws it up, it goes down anyway. 18 points, Alexis Ellison. Got their 10-point Collin County lead with the basketball. As Feeney gives it to Bishop. Underneath it goes to Doster. Off glass. Got it. Abby Doster with 4 points. Nice pass off the wing to wide-open Abby Doster. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison guarded by Paige Bishop on the left side of the circle. Gets it to Hayden on the left. The right block. Throws him an air ball, but pass off with it. Goes up the shot off glass, no good. And Feeney comes off with the rebound. Feeney gets it down to Curry. Curry puts it off. Flash missed it, got her own rebound. She wants to go back up with it. Before she gets the shot, she is fouled by Hope Ross. That's two fouls on Hope Ross. 13 foul against Clark County. 8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's Hannah Feeney. Slaps the ball. Gets it out to Doster. Now Dial for three on the way. Bullseye! Emily Dial with 11 points, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Clark County 39, Clark County 24. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. So we start the fourth and final quarter of this girls' game. Collin County leading Clark County 39-24. And Clark County will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. As both teams scored 17 points apiece in a running gun affair in the third quarter. And Collin County still up by 15. Inbound pass to Allie Fox. Across the dotted line, kicks it out to Hope Ross. Takes it down to the left baseline. Out it goes to Fox on the left wing. Ellison will try a three on the way. Missed it. And a rebound is battled around. Allie Hayden had it. They call a jump ball. Already in possession to Scotland County. So pressure by Clark County. Ayla Humphrey back in the ball game with four personal fouls. To Dial. Now to Feeney across the timeline to Curry. Curry pulls up on the left wing. Now Feeney on the left wing. Feeney gives it to Curry. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Allie Fox off the rebound. Here comes Clark County. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Ayla Humphrey. Still man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Hassel on the left wing inside to Hayden. Passed it off her foot. As now Hannah Feeney somehow got it to Abby Curry. Back to Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Dial. Lob underneath it goes to Whitaker. Off glass, got to give the assist. Family Bow, perfect pass. 6 points, Elena Whitaker. Ellison will bring it across the timeline with the top of the key to Fox on the right wing. Now Hope Ross to the free throw line. Gives it back to Fox. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And Emily Dial off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hope Ross. And that for Hope Ross is at foul number three. So three fouls on Hope Ross. As now somebody told me at the break, Jason Church's daughter is just call her Dee Dee. I said, there you go. So Dee Dee Church checks back into the ball game. As Feeney in the backcourt almost lost it, gets it over to Ayla Humphrey. As Humphrey brings it across the timeline, in the right corner goes to Dial, back to Humphrey, to Feeney between the two circles. Feeney gives it to Curry on the left wing, inside to Whitaker. Now Feeney, she'll try three, no good. But Ayla Humphrey on the rebound. Fans out to the right wing, in the right corner, Dial. Humphrey gives it back to Feeney at the top of the key. To the left wing, it goes to Curry. Curry gives it to Dial, dotted line. Dial puts it off glass, no good. Rebound. Saves inbounds by Hope Ross to Hess. As Hess will bring it across the timeline. Hess pulls up between the two circles, gives it back to Ellison. Ellison takes it to the top of the key. Guarded by Ayla Humphrey, the right side of the circle, to Fox on the right wing. Fox inside the free throw line to Church. Church takes it right at Whitaker. Puts it up and got it. As D.D. Church gets 2 points. makes it 41-26. Scotland with the lead. Humphrey on the wing gets it inside to Whitaker and goes off Whitaker's hands and out of bounds. So turnover Scotland County. Pressure by the Lady Tigers. 5:33 left to play in the ball game. 41-26. Scotland County with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Ellison will bring it across the timeline as she tried to get it down to Church. Church wasn't looking for it. And Ellison just throws it out of bounds. So the turnover right back to Scotland County. As Feeney across the timeline to Dial. As now Tori Schultz wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 5:19 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 41, Clark County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Back at Clark County High School, 5:19 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County leading 41-26, and Scotland County will have the basketball. Abby Curry will inbound on their sideline. As Curry gets it in to Feeney. Feeney back to Curry on the left wing. Back to Phoenix. Gets to the right wing to Humphrey. Out in the right corner to Dial. Dial back to Ayla Humphrey. Back to Dial. As Dial looks inside, now Humphrey on the right wing. Back to Phoenix between the two circles. 2-3 zone by Clark County. As Curry gets the ball. As Emma Ross goes down. And Whitaker was looking, trying to help Emma Ross up. She threw the ball to Elena and bounced off of her, but picked up by Humphrey. Now, lob underneath to Whitaker. Shot put up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Elena Whitaker will go to the line as she will shoot two shots. That foul's going to be on Elena Hess, and that's her third. So Elena Whitaker with 6 points, looking for seven. Her shot up, got it. 7 points, Elena Whitaker. 42-26. Scotland County is the lead. Whitaker was seven, looking for eight. Shots on the way. Missed it, but the rebound to Abby Curry. Lands out into the right corner. Tried to bounce past to Humphrey, stolen away by Hess. To Ellison, here comes Clark County. Hess gives it to Allie Fox on the left wing. Out pops in the wall, top of the key. Now Ellison stops, pops in 15, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Hess. And she's tied up by Curry. Alternating possession on the jump ball stays with Clark County. So Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. Inbound pass to Fox. Fox to the free throw line. Inside the free throw line. And kick it back out to Ellison. Ellison has it between two circles. Holds up five fingers. Gives it to Fox on the left wing. Box gives it out to Emma Ross, top of the key. Now Ellison on the left, right wing. Stops, pops off the baseline from five, and a whistle and a foul. Foul, I think, is going to be on Hannah Feeney. And it will be. So Hannah Feeney picks up the foul. That's her first. And, again, Alexis Ellison will go to the line, and she'll shoot two. She has 18, looking for 19. Shots up. Got it. 19 points, Alexis Ellison. 19, looking for 20. Alexis Ellison has 20 of the 28 points scored tonight by Clark County. One, two, five, six, seven. Yep, that'd be right. As here comes Curry. Down to the right wing. Humphrey in the right corner to Curry on the right wing. Back to Humphrey. Humphrey, couple of dribbles guarded by Hess. Now, too much dribbling, but Humphrey saves the ball. And now, Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 3:43 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 42, Clark County 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 3:43 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County with the ball. They give it on the left block to Dial. Now Ayla Humphrey for three. Bullseye. 3 points for Ayla Humphrey. Makes it 45-28. S with the basketball gives it to Alexis Ellison. Ellison across the timeline takes it right at Whitaker. And try to get throw the ball out, battled away by Emily Dial. And we got a whistle or a foul, or they call it a jump ball. What are they going to call it? A foul on somebody with Clark County. And oops, did I drop something right down there? Oh, okay. So the foul's going to be on Aaron Bash in the ball game. And Emily Dial, Allie Fox will check out. So Emily Dial will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Dial on the night with 11 points, looking for 12. First shot up, got it. 12 points for Emily Dial. 46-28, 3:22 left to play in the ball game. So Emily Dial. Next shot on the way. Got them both. 13 points for Emily Dial. 47-28. As full court pressure by Scotland County. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Ayla Humphrey. As Ellison gives the ball up to Hess on the right wing. Hess takes it right at Whitaker. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her second personal foul. Both teams in the 1-1 bonus. So Delana Hess will come to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. Looks for her first points of the ball game. And I think I misspoke when I said that Ellison had almost all the points. I don't think she does. I'll tell you more about it in the game. As she missed the free throw, Delana Hess picked up by Dial to Feeney. Now Aylward has it in the left corner. Back to Humphrey. They skip it to the right wing to Dial. Beanie on the right wing. Beanie lob underneath Whitaker. Too far under the basket. Missed his shot. Delana Hess off with the rebound to Ellison. Ellison brings it across the timeline down to Emma Ross. Step back. Two-pointer off the post. Drives out it. 2 points for Emma Ross. As Feeney gives the ball to Humphrey. Dial, now Humphrey, now back to Dial, almost stolen away by Ellison. Humphrey, inside to Whitaker, off glass, got it. 9 points, Elena Whitaker, and now Clark County wants a timeout. 2:17 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 49, Clark County 30, back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Fall harvest means a lot of work has to be done in a short amount of time. That's exactly what keeps Nutrien Ag Solutions at the top of their game. It's a busy time for farmers everywhere, and farm safety is extremely important on and off the road. Check that lights, flashers, and reflectors on machines are working properly. And it's not too early to purchase your 2022 seed. Call the office at 660-328-6211. Growing our world from the ground up and wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what ifs and more about the why nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Greg Shelley, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Scotland County, I've got you covered.
2:17 left to play in the ball game. 49-30, Scotland County with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Praise you by Scotland. Ellison has it in the backcourt. Ellison guarded by Feeney. He'll bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Delana Hess with the pass and couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Clark County. Scotland with the basketball. Praise you by Clark County as Feeney gets across the timeline to Humphrey on the right wing, and Humphrey had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds by Hope Ross. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound on the far sideline. Right at the end of the Scotland County bench, into the backcourt goes to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to Humphrey. Now Dial in the right corner. Dial back to Humphrey. Humphrey on the right wing to Dial to Humphrey. Humphrey lobs it over to Aylward, and Aylward caught it. It bounced on the sideline, so turnover Scotland County. 1:44 left to play in the game. Ellie Fox will inbound to Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline, gives it back to Fox on the right wing. And Fox, ball high above her head. Fox across the three-throw line from the left lane, puts a shot off, slap. It goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up her second personal foul. Allie Fox has 4 points, looking for five. Shots up, missed it. Left it short, and Doster comes off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to the left wing to Ayla Humphrey. Now Aylward off the left baseline. Shots on the way, no good. Doster off the rebound. Kicks it to Feeney. Feeney takes it down the paint, puts it up a running 10-footer and got it. 8 points for Hannah Feeney. 51-32, Scotland with the lead. Allie Fox with the basketball for the Lady Indians. Out pops Hayden at the top of the key. Now Ellison for three off the right wing. No good. Allie Fox with the rebound. Fox turns out of the double team, puts his shot up, missed it. And Dial had the rebound, lost it. And they're going to call the foul on Emily Dial. That's three fouls on Emily Dial. 19 fouls against Scotland County. As Feeney will check out, Dial will check out. Hannah Anders checks in, and Paige Bishop checks back in. So 20 points for Alexis Ellison, looking for 21. Shot up, missed it. 55 seconds left to play in this ball game. As again, Ellison with 20, looking for 21. Isaac fires it, and she tried to miss it on purpose, and Allie Fox got the rebound, gets it back out to Ellison. As Ellison between the two circles, and the man defense by Scotland, Hess tried to get it inside to Hayden, and got it fired and stolen away by Doster. They give it to Anders on the left baseline. Now Paige Bishop had it stolen away by Ellison. Off glass, got it. 22 points for Alexis Ellison. Doster will bring it across the timeline. Gets it down low on the block to Aylward. Kicks it back out on the right wing to Bishop. Bishop bounced past Aylward in the right corner beyond the arc. Back to Bishop. Bishop gives it out to Ayla Humphrey. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ballgame. What's the final score? Scotland County 51, Clark County 34. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
When you need extra cash to pay taxes, take a vacation, or for school expenses, a personal loan could be the solution. We can work out the terms that would best fit your situation. If you would like to apply for a personal loan, stop in and see us. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. Banking for the hometown life.
Banking for the hometown life. The hometown life.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SCC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the 4-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit scciowa.edu.
Hi, this is Cabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scotlin County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotlin County Tigers.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's a final as the Scotlin County ladies win their first game of the year by defeating Clark County 51-50. And take a look at the scoring. First four, Scotlin County, Paige Bishop with 6 points, Ayla Humphrey with 3, Abby Curry with 4, Hannah Feeney with 8, Bryn Aylward with 3 points, Emily Dial with 13, Abby Doster with 4, and Elena Whitaker with 9. For Clark County, Allie Fox with 4 points, Alexis Ellison with 22, Dee Church with 2 points, Allie Hayden with 4, and Emma Ross with 2. Scoring went like this. Scotlin County led 12-4 after one quarter. Scotlin outscored Clark 10-3 in the second quarter, and Scotlin led 22-7 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 17, and Scotlin County led 39-24 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotlin outscoring Clark County 12-8, and Scotlin County wins it 51-34. Scotlin County improves to 1-0, while Clark County 0-1. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and I'll be back with that one, Dave. And let's say about, no, I don't know, 12 minutes, something like that. This is KMN Sports.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. And our game tonight has been brought to you by the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth's Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotlin County Farm Bureau, see Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis, Scotlin County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis, 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Bay Tag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper in Cahokia, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper. Cahokia State Bank. Southeastern Community College in Burlington. Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. And the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.